Rosie on the House, covering all the bases statewide here for you, the Arizona homeowner. We've got Romy in Tucson covering the Saba Home Show. We've got Sweet Jennifer out at Westworld in North Scottsdale. I don't guess it's North Scottsdale anymore, is it? See, I still tell people to go to Ryan Evans Drugstore.
Ryan Evans. Lutz.
Yeah, go to Lutz. That's right. That's right. Hey, we've got you covered. We've also right here in studio, we've got Stephanie Acuna, who has been very graciously helping us the last few weeks, covering the call screening as Jennifer's been out a bit, traveling with me. And Julia, Peanut's been out on, she needed maternity leave. I don't know what that was about, but... So we especially appreciate Stephanie Acuna, an Arizona native from gorgeous Bisbee, Arizona. Wow. How about that?
There you go.
So we're here to take your calls. We're pretty well loaded up with calls right now, so let's get to them so we can clear the lines and welcome you who are maybe trying to get in and only hearing a busy signal. Let's run out to Mesa and welcome Lou to the conversation, who was the early bird and called in first thing this morning. Good morning, Lou. How can we help you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Rosie, Romy, long-time listener.
Thank you.
I've got a huge Via Agave plant. There's about, maybe 10 different sprigs that are about 3 foot tall, and they got the long stem, yellow flower stem shooting up.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, when is a good time to transplant them?
Okay, well,
I want to thin that one spot out and leave one and or a few of them, but you know, thin it out and plant the others around my lot.
Okay, do you have an agave or an aloe? The screen
aloe
says
vera.
Okay,
aloe vera.
And then you said agave, so I just wanted to make
because
if your agave's blooming, you know the part of the plant that's blooming, at least the mother plant is going to die. But if it's an aloe vera, they're so darn tough. I don't know what you think, Eric, but you can probably move them about any time you want.
Yeah, you can move them year-round. I mean, they get a little nipped here in Tucson with the cold, but you can separate them and plant them anywhere. They do well in pots. They like a little shade, actually. They will take some sun, but easy to separate them out and plant them anywhere.
Yep. It actually became quite tedious for me because I planted like six trying to go all native, and all of a sudden I've got these groves growing, and it became actually quite labor intensive just keeping them controlled. Is there any way to keep those shoots from coming up?
Well, no, you know, aloe, we're talking about aloe and it spreads, and aloe vera is the one that's medicinal. So, you know, you can just use more of it on your
You need
sunburn.
To get in the sunscreen business, Romy.
And, good advice.
And that root shooting tendency for that plant, that's pups. And is that the only way that plant reproduces itself?
No, they do produce seeds also, but that's the primary way that they do it. And they're similar to agaves in that way. But you know, in agaves and aloes, you can remove those side shoots and place them around your yard if you want more. Be careful though; all of a sudden, you might have more than you want.
Oh man, that's what I was going to tell Lou. Is kind of based on what John Jay was saying. Is they're pretty sturdy, pretty hardy, pretty hard to. I mean, we've got them in a planter that have kind of made it underneath the brick border into the yard. It's all I do to keep them out of there, man. I'm digging those things up all the time. So I would think you could transplant them hardy, sturdy little suckers just about any time you want.
Just about any time, anywhere.
Yeah, and they make great gifts, too. So
hey, there's the idea. Pot them and gift them. There you go, Lou and Mesa. We appreciate the call. From Mesa, we're going to run up I-17 a little bit to beautiful town of Anthem. I bet they had a gorgeous morning this morning. We're going to welcome Frank to the conversation. Good morning, Frank. How can we help you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, guys. Got a question for you. For about a month now, I've been waking up to what I thought was somebody knocking on my door, which apparently turned out to be a woodpecker.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I noticed that it's actually made a hole in one of the pillars on my patio. Of course, I have a stucco outside of the home. And when I looked inside of the hole, I noticed that there is what looks like a bee's nest, but no bees in there. So I'm curious. I'm actually renting the home now, and I'm in the process of buying it from the owner. So I'm concerned about there maybe being some sort of problem with either bees or termites in there. Is that some sort of something significant I should worry about?
Well, if you had bees, you'd know it. They'd be coming and going. I mean, when they build a hive in something like that, which that's the kind of place they might do it, but there would be no mystery. I mean, you would see them during the daylight hours coming and going out of there.
I see. Yeah, I don't see anything in there. It looks like there's an old bee's nest in there, but nothing.
Now,
what it
could be, if it looks like a honeycomb looking deal, is an old yellow jacket or paper wasp nest, and you know, watch for those yellow jackets. They're not near as many, and they don't come and go as frequently as bees would. But that could be what's in there.
Frank, as a part of the escrow that you're going to go into with buying the home, is it's going to require termite inspection. Go ahead and just request Action Termite to do the service. Let them know you're a Rosie on the House listener and that you'd like a full assessment of what they think that little problem area might be. You'll always have trouble with the woodpeckers. That's what they do in spring. That's how they establish their mating zone. They like to find the loudest thing they can hammer on. And as far away as you can hear that, everything you can hear, that's the audible zone, is their breeding zone.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.